RDU 98.5, welcome back to the show. And I am so delighted to have on the line with me right now, just releasing Cerebral Waste on the Big Fresh Collective label. It's a brand new EP. I've got Andwon on the line. Good morning, Andwon.
Hey, good morning, Liam. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Just got a coffee to the right of me, mainly woken up, which is pretty cool. And now feeling good today. Really happy to have this new music out.
Yeah, hey, congratulations. It is a very fun EP, but before we get into it, it's been a few months since I last talked to you. How has 2023 been for you?
It's been good. I've released quite a bit of music between these two times we've spoken. So I've had two kind of EPs, which I self-released. And then I believe we've had the Fort Mahi 2023 with Big Fresh Collective as well. And then a couple edits as well. A couple edits I've released. I released a Future 160 edit of his track Please Tell Me, and I've released a couple of SZA edits because just a real massive SZA fan, to be honest. So yeah, no, it's been very productive.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like it's been a super productive year for you, so well done. Do you find it comes easily to you, like the creativity, like is making music on the scale, like is it easy for you?
Yeah, well, it's just like it's a very daily practice for me. It's not like I write a whole song every day. It's very gradual to kind of come up with something that's a whole complete piece, and then on top of that, like a whole complete piece, which I would like to release.
Yeah, right.
But I think every day, like I do something, you know, like I do at least one thing or more than one thing. But, you know, whether that be synth design, you know, trying to create different kind of synth textures, or working on drum patterns, or even just kind of working on the mix down, like seeing how I can make things louder, things more clearer, all that kind of thing.
So anyway, Cerebral Waste, which you're releasing with Big Fresh Collective, tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this EP, I'd characterize it as mainly like a jungle EP, but it's definitely got some very pronounced footwork, Chicago footwork influences in it. Yeah, but yeah, mainly quite sort of, I guess, sort of euphoric, wavy jungle. Yeah, so some inspiration behind that would be artists like Tim Reaper, Kessler, Fiesta Sound System with his releases, Inflorescence. And there's actually just one particular track which really influenced like the kind of back end, well, like the kind of finishing touches of it. There's some free download track on SoundCloud by Math Man called So You Know. Like even that particular track, I was really frothing that for a few weeks.
Yeah, right.
Still frothing it, you know. I mean, I was like, nah, I need to kind of lean more in this direction. That's the more musical side of it.
Yeah, right. I have to say, like, it's really good because it's four very different pieces of music. Like, they're obviously, you can kind of see how they're on the same EP, but they're all very different and all kind of have their own characteristics. Is that what you sort of set out to do?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I consistently do with every project, or with every, or consistently try to do, I should say, with every project. I think, yeah, like it all just sort of came together. So the first three tracks I wrote quite a while ago, like a few months ago.
Oh, okay.
And then I was feeling a bit stuck, or just feeling a bit uninspired with it. I'd about kind of half written them, or about a third written them. And then I took a break, and I was making some 140 for a bit. And then I went back, because then I got stuck on the 140. I was like, oh, I don't know how to make dubstep, you know. I went back, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's this project, right? And then I think it all kind of made sense, and it actually made sense with like a lot of like the themes which I was trying to explore with this other project. I was like, oh no, I was actually exploring these all along with and I think that kind of speaks to how they all sound quite different. And I think each one speaks to a different side of I think how I have been feeling or what I've been sort of processing or experiencing in my life over like the last 4 months.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but then it isn't that deep, you know. It was also just me kind of going, oh yeah, there's actually stuff I enjoy listening to. And then I was like, yeah, I just want to finish this off. I want to make some jungle.
And I guess, like, giving yourself that space and time away from a track you're working on, it's probably really good to get, like, some clarity and change of perspective on it.
Yeah, because I think at first, when you're first writing a project, you might appreciate it at that kind of deep level of, like, whatever concept you want to put forward or whatever sound you want to, or, like, group of sounds you want to explore.
Mm.
But you're kind of bogged down in, like, a lot of technical stuff or just maybe even a bit of burnout generally.
Yeah, right.
If you distract yourself, you know, by working on other music, or I think even better still, like, just actually having a break, which I'm not really that good at. I'm not really that good at taking full-on breaks from production.
Yeah, right.
I'm very compulsive with, like, just making myself do something every day, you know?
Yeah. Hey, it's not the worst trait ever.
Oh, it's not the worst habit. Yeah, I definitely feel blessed to have that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I can imagine
extreme as opposed to like the polar opposite of that. Eh?
Mm.
But yeah.
So this is not your first release on with the Big Fresh Collective. I take it they're I can imagine they're probably really fun to work with.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, really, definitely.
And obviously there's a lot of creative freedom that comes with working with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I guess the important question is, where can people catch Cerebral Waste if they want to listen to it?
SoundCloud and Bandcamp. Just the usual spot for Big Fresh Collective. Where we're we're free to put our bootlegs out. We're free to just do our thing, really. The Big Fresh Collective Bandcamp. You can go on there to find it. And then also the Big Fresh Collective SoundCloud. Also on my personal SoundCloud, and if you go to my Instagram or SoundCloud or Bandcamp, I'll also have that available, you know, but that'll just literally just be a link back to the Big Fresh Collective.
Well, to our audience out there, you've got to go check this out. Final question for you, because we are getting to summer, the months are warming up. How is your summer looking? Is it a busy one?
In terms of like gigs and all that kind of
thing.
You can catch me at the Twisted Frequency Big Fresh Collective stage takeover.
Hell yeah.
At Twisted Frequency. But no, that's all really. I'm a bit dry.
Hey,
yeah,
fair enough.
I guess I'm having a break, you know. That's what my summer's looking like.
Hell yeah. Well, it's God, Twisted Frequency. That's going to be great. Actually, just listening to music, and not performing it, hey, maybe that would be a nice change.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and love your work, and it's just so creative and it really stands on its own. So, Andwan, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Liam. Thank you for talking to me, and thanks for having me on the show.
Nah, my absolute pleasure, mate. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right.
And that was Andwan talking about Cerebral Waste, his new release with the Big Fresh Collective. Or on, works as well. But anyway, right now, here is the title track from that EP. This is Cerebral Waste. Enjoy, guys. Mm-hmm.